From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Appearing at a conference in the Wyoming mountains, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen sends some signals about a potential interest rate hike. How should everyday investors view the news?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen on Friday said the case for another interest rate hike is getting better. She pointed to, among other things, solid performance of the labor market. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. How should Wall Street view the news? How should everyday investors view the news? For some insights now, let's bring in Jim Paulson. He's at Wells Capital Management. He's the chief investment strategist there. So, Jim, what do you make of this news coming from the Federal Reserve chairwoman?
I think it's just another step closer to starting to raise rates again after doing it last December and then stopping. I think it's not even just Janet Yellen's speech this morning, but really it's a number of other Fed officials around the Fed that have been suggesting certainly one rate hike looks very likely this year, and maybe even two, one in September, one in December. And certainly Janet Yellen's comments didn't dissuade kind of that general sense or general commentary. You know, I think she says data's not too bad, particularly consumption data, and if it might increase the importance near term of the payroll employment report here next week, and if that comes in okay to strong, then maybe there's a decent probability that we might even see a September hike.
She did also, in prepared text, talk about moderate growth in gross domestic product, economic growth. Are you buying that? I mean, we are looking at pretty flat numbers over the last few readings of GDP.
I think that's out there pretty well. People realize that, realize what some of the factors around that weak growth is. Some of them, I think, are fairly temporary, like a big inventory drawdown. Others have to be proved, like better real investment spending. But I think there is already a sense developing that we're probably growing north of 3% in the third quarter. And actually, the Atlanta Fed estimates of current quarter growth is currently around 3.5%. They're probably going to be, and widely expected, some inventory rebuild in the second half. We've already had some capital goods reports suggesting business investments a little better. And, you know, the consumer continues to look very, very strong with particularly the job numbers doing well. So I think, you know, Janet Yellen's job is not to just hit a one-sided story. So she'll hit on all sides of the argument. But I still think at the end of the day, there's going to be a sense that the Fed is tilting towards rate hikes.
Now, given you are the chief investment strategist for Wells Capital Management and you have to plot and plan going forward, how do you do that given we could have one or maybe even two interest rate hikes in the next few months?
Well, you know, I really think at this point, this is so, long in the tooth and probably should have been done a while ago, that personally I believe that if they do commence a process of normalizing monetary policy here, I think ultimately that's going to be good for the stock market and good for private sector business confidence, for example. I think there's great fear among investors that the Federal Reserve's out of bullets. They have nothing to give us if we'd happen to fall into recession. We're practicing policies that we don't understand what they might do. A lot of risk have been created by their unconventional policies. To the extent they head back towards something normal, I actually think stock market confidence might build. Doesn't mean that on days like this that we'll have volatility, and if they actually announce rate hikes, we might pull back for a day or a week. But I think ultimately, I think that would be a good thing if the Fed starts to normalize policy. Where you have to worry investment-wise is in bonds. And I do think bonds are at risk of having a fairly bad period in the next year if the Fed does start down a path towards monetary policy normalization.
I guess a rate hike would be a vote of confidence in the U.S. economy.
It absolutely would. I mean, I'm sorry, but we've been trying this ultra-low, zero-rate, massive balance sheet expansion policy for 7-8 years. And I don't know who's left to help. Balance sheets have been repaired. You know, the job market's back. I think what we ought to do is try something different. We've been treating balance sheet and income fundamentals for 8 years. I think they're well medicated. What we ought to do now is treat confidence. And that's the one thing the Fed hasn't done. And the best way to boost confidence is if the Fed shows some in the future themselves.
Do you think your colleagues on Wall Street will eventually come around to that argument?
I do. I mean, look at this. We've been going into the Jackson Hole meetings. We've had better reports of late in the United States suggesting the Fed might be tilting more towards tightening. We have more Fed people coming out suggesting one or two rate hikes this year, and yet the stock market, as we speak here this morning, John, is right on its all-time record high. So I think the stock market is going to do better through this than people anticipate.
He's Jim Paulson, the chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim joining us from Minneapolis. And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.